Hello, bold business leaders. Welcome to your 5-minute inspirational clip for the Woke Babe. This is a podcast series for women who want to rise higher. I know we're all busy, so I want to thank you for giving yourself these 5 minutes to level set your day. You're an energetic warrior that goes into this very negative world each and every day, and yet you know the power of positivity, love, and light. You are the light that naturally aims high, and you know that love conquers all. Today is Thanksgiving, so I thought it was extremely relevant to talk about pressure. Like the strange building blocks you never see building, life can become a pile. It can be a pile of stress and past experiences and things that you don't realize impact you deeply. I want to remind you all on this Thanksgiving Day that self-love is the key. Trust that. It's not just a Hallmark saying. It is a reality that we need to sit with. Self-love is key. I read in this really amazing book, I don't know who the author is, but it does say, the author actually references this quote, and she says, "Your relationships with yourself set the tone for every other relationship you have." Yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is how important self-love is. I can't tell you enough how little things can build on you and choke you. They can literally choke you and bring you to your knees. I can tell you that from my experience, I had to get to my knees to transform. Literally, I had to break down. It's when you say yes when you really mean no. It's the time that somebody dumped their emotional shit on you and you just took it like a champ. In fact, it's the times you decided to help someone to become a better person and yet they did not appreciate it. It's similar to when you have to deal with your children and they can't hear you, but you have to put yourself aside and you have to hear with them. Somehow, each of these experiences chip away at your soul so deeply that you don't even realize it until one day it hits you and you have a breakdown. So when I talk about self-love, I'm talking about self-love so that you can heal yourself. And oftentimes, the first step in that process is to heal others to heal yourself. I've started to reflect on how my patterns just continue to repeat themselves in this very important day of Thanksgiving. It's a time to reflect. It's a day that we're not working. It's a time for self-care. And yet we all put ourselves in these situations where we're probably around people that we don't appreciate or they don't appreciate us. So we continue to repeat these patterns. We start to be around people that maybe chip away at who we are or make us feel less than. I started to realize only now when I said, no, I won't do it anymore, when I started to make this a day of self-care. I started to realize how self-love plays such a critical part in all the choices we make in your life. If you love yourself, would you do the things that you've done in the past? If you love yourself, how different would your choices be? I say they would be very, very different. In fact, I think one of the things that we have to realize is if we loved ourselves, would we stay quiet when we should speak up? If we loved ourselves enough to know that you deserve to be loved and treated better than you are, would you reject those lovers that came to you? Would you also reject those lovers that came to you with an open heart? This is what I mean about pressure. We have the pressure of life. And when we don't have self-love together, it turns into a boiling pot. Remember, the more you love yourself, the less nonsense that you tolerate. The more you love yourself, the more your choices are different and the pressure doesn't build. I ask you again with no judgment and without you spiraling into the spiral of self-blame, how different would your choices would be? Today is Thanksgiving. I challenge you all to, after the dinner is over and after all the uncomfortableness and after all of the things that happen in general in life, what are you thankful for? Today, I recommend that you sit back and reflect on all that you've been given. Today, I recommend that you reflect on all the goodness and the gratitude that's in your life. Trust me when I say that that is part of the self-love process, and that is also part of relieving the pressure. Because if you were given a second chance to do it all, what would you do? On this Thanksgiving day and on every day, I challenge you also to relieve the pressure by taking a look at the people that you love. Take a hard look at the people that trigger you. Then see each of them as a mirror and as a lesson. Because trust me, my friends, there are no coincidences in life. Here's what I say to all of you. Hug the ones that have been in your life this last 15, 10, 20 years. Hug them close. Tell them you love them and you appreciate them. I literally went through my entire phone book and told people that I haven't talked to in so many years how much they meant to me. I told them how much they impacted my life, and I told them how grateful I am. I guarantee you that caused a shift in them, but it mostly caused a shift in me. Perhaps they needed to hear it as much as we needed to hear it. Falling in love with yourself first doesn't make you vain or selfish. It makes you indestructible. I can't take credit for that quote. I read it somewhere and it is so, so relevant. When you love yourself, your boundaries naturally follow. When you love yourself, you don't build this pressure around yourself that causes you to compromise and give up those boundaries. What if I told you that reaching out to those people that have impacted you in a way, just randomly, just reach out to them? I'm serious. What if I told you that it would heal you? What if I told you that the way to grow was to really love the ones that have actually been there for you? It's a shift in focus and it relieves the pressure. I leave you all with this. It is healing for you to speak your truth. It is okay to say no. It is okay to set a boundary. Those who stay are the ones that get it. Focus on the ones that love you and watch yourself grow. And trust me, all the pressure will relieve itself. Another great quote I'm going to share with you is demonstrate love by giving it unconditionally to yourself. Every Hallmark card says to love others unconditionally, but I'm telling you to love yourself unconditionally. You'll attract others into your life who will love you without conditions. It is a mirror. Our relationships are mirrors. Never forget that.